Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let me know if you think this is weird. So I was with my daughter, Hayden. She's 13. She was getting new glasses. So it was the lady, the technician that was helping us choose new glasses.
Okay.
And, you know, we're putting things on. Hayden's putting things on her face and she's looking down. I very rarely show my tattoos. They're hidden pretty well. But that day I had on shorts.
And because they're so glorious.
I have the world's ugliest tattoos. I really do. My tattoos are not great. I'm fully aware of it. That's why I hide them. Terrible decisions I've made in my life. Anyway. So she points to them and she's like, "Oh, I've been thinking about getting a tattoo." And I'm like, "Oh, that's nice." You know, and she goes, "How much did that one cost you?"
Mm.
And I thought, what a strange question to ask somebody how much their tattoo cost.
Yeah.
And the one she was pointing at is this tiny little barbed wire thing that I have on my foot. And it's maybe the size of like my thumb.
I mean, it's probably less than an inch wide.
Yeah, it's real small.
Yeah, it's small.
It's like my best friend tattoo. Me and my best friend have matching ones. And I was surprised she even noticed that one.
It's so small, it's not really recognizable as barbed wire to me anyways. But okay, right.
Doesn't matter.
Side story.
But I was like, is she asking me how much my tattoo costs? So I didn't know what to say. So I said, $80. Because I didn't know. Because I was like, that's how much it costs. It costs $80.
Yeah.
And she goes, that costs $80? And I was like, yep. And then I felt like uncomfortable about it. And it was one of those things where like, you can't ask people how much their tattoos cost. And anyway, I got it. Like I should have asked before I got my tattoo because it probably was too expensive. But that's a story for another time. But I was like, that's got to fall under the list of things you can't ask people, strangers.
Well, I think that there's certainly questions you can't ask people. And no matter what you're asking somebody, if it's about cost, you can't have that reaction unless you know them very well. Right. Like, I mean, if you're asking somebody a casual question like that, because it immediately implies either A, wow, that was cheaper than I thought, or B, you're a dummy.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, right.
You paid $80 for this dumb thing.
What a moron.
What a moron you are. Which is probably true. But still, like, I didn't need the lady helping my daughter pick out her glasses to point that out to me.
Top stuff comes to mind. You can't ask a woman what her engagement ring costs, right?
Right.
You can't do that. And for a guy, you can't ask, like, what his watch costs or something.
You can ask a woman what's the shape of her diamond. Because I think women like to talk about that. I think that if you have, like, a unique shape, like the emerald or they have the princess or the cushion, I think women, like, there's a story behind it and they usually like to discuss it. That's okay.
I mean, I didn't mean you for this. Spin out in a tangent about wedding engagement rings and how diamonds are beautiful.
But you can't ask how much it costs.
You can't ask how much it costs, right? What else do you think you can't ask?
You can't ask how much somebody's house costs. So whenever somebody buys a house.
I mean, just look it up.
Well, that's what you do. You're like, oh my gosh, you bought that house. That's so great. And then you immediately go online and look it up to see how much they paid for it.
Instantly. And you're like, oh my God, is my friend making more money than I thought?
Right. Like, oh wow, I got a good deal on that.
You can't ask what somebody what their car cost. And I'm just, and this is like a regular car, because this is a weird thing. If they have like a Bugatti or like a Porsche or something, you can actually ask how much their Lamborghini costs.
Really?
Because they'll want to brag about that.
You think
but
so?
You can't ask them what their Camry GT costs. You can't.
You can't ask what the lease amount is?
Yeah.
Did you get a good price on the lease?
Don't ask me what my Mazda cost. It's embarrassing for both of us.
There's a lot of things that you can't ask people. But you want to know what the number one thing you shouldn't ask if you're going to ridicule them?
What's that?
How much their stinky little tattoo costs. How about that?
See, you felt sad.
Yeah.